Before listening to the following recording, you should first read the directions for the consecutive interpretation exercise in the oral practice exam booklet. If you have not done so, please turn off your recorder now and turn to page 9 in the oral practice exam booklet. Consecutive interpretation exercise.
Cha tôi đang ở trong nhà an dưỡng. Tôi phải làm gì để biết chắc là ông ấy được sự săn sóc kỹ càng nhất có thể có được?
All I can tell you is that in order to meet federal and state regulations, nursing care consultants make unannounced visits throughout the year to assigned nursing homes for the purpose of assessing the quality of care provided to Medicaid clients.
Các nhà chuyên môn này thường chú ý đến những điều gì?
During the visit, surveyors use uniform survey procedures to assess if residents' care meet federal and state requirements. The survey includes observation of residents, interview with residents and staff, review of records, and observation evaluation of patient procedures and environment.
Tôi có thể làm gì nếu chúng tôi có khiếu nại về việc săn sóc cha tôi?
You should take your complaint to the nursing home in which your father is residing. And if the problem persists, then you should take your complaint to a service worker of Aging and Adult Services.
Tôi được cho hay là cha tôi có vài rắc rối về giấy tờ của ông và rất có thể là họ đã từ chối các dịch vụ Medicaid của ông. Trong trường hợp này thì tôi làm gì được?
You and your father have the right to request a fair hearing concerning the denial, reduction, or termination of services. If you feel this is the case, you should act upon this request right away.
Tôi có người bà con làm việc trong sở dịch vụ cho người già và người lớn. Ông có nghĩ là tôi có thể nhờ bà ta xét lại giấy tờ của cha tôi và thu xếp mọi chuyện để giải quyết vấn đề không?
No, the policy of the department is that no employee shall work on cases of clients to whom they are related. Or with whom they have significant personal or non-official relationship. Or a counseling relationship outside the department.
Cha tôi không nói được tiếng Anh và có trở ngại trong việc nói chuyện với người cán sự xã hội. Nhà dịch vụ cho người già và người lớn có thể cung cấp cho ông ấy một thông dịch viên không ạ?
Yes. If the client has a language barrier, the department can provide an interpreter and other appropriate aids at no cost.
Cảm ơn ông đã làm sáng tỏ các thắc mắc của tôi. Tôi tin rằng tin tức ông đã cho tôi sẽ giúp tôi nhiều lắm.
You're welcome. I'm glad to know that I was able to help.
The following are two recordings in the English language for the simultaneous interpretation exercise. In this exercise, you will need to simultaneously interpret what you hear in the recordings into the language you will be testing for. Simultaneous interpretation exercise.
Recording 1. Be it remembered that administrative forum was held in this matter on the 10th day of February of 1993 before Thomas Jacob Smith, Senior Administrative Law Judge. It is today the 16th of February of 1993. We are back on the record in the matter of J. Campbell. It appears that Mr. Campbell, the appellant, is not present, but his attorney of record, Kelly Rocco, is. And on behalf of the department is Edward Barros of the Office of Support Enforcement. The appellant's attorney would like to request another continuance in this proceeding, and DSHS is objecting to that. The appellant presented the issue of a blood test being necessary to establish paternity of the child. Mr. Campbell was stationed in Germany during the time of conception. After discussion of this case with the Attorney General's office, it appears that, due to the circumstances, there would be less of a need for a blood test. The department's view is that, even if this presumptive father is not the natural father of the child, we still have outstanding his potential liability as a custodial parent. Recording 2. The appellant, Ms. Lugo, hereby petitions the Office of Appeals to review the initial decision dated December 2nd, 1992, and reverse it, hereby permitting her to obtain state-reimbursed psychological services from Dr. Mary Bay, Ph.D., under the Categorically Needy Medical Assistance Program. The initial decision is in error because it upholds the state's refusal to reimburse Dr. Bay for services, even though they are medically necessary, because she is a private practitioner providing the treatment in her own office rather than in a community mental health center. The decision also has the effect by threatening to cut off the only effective source of treatment she has, of erroneously denying the appellant coverage for treatment of her multiple personality disorder.